Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Did you call last night a dusting or less than a dusting?
That's it. That's all. That's a dusting.
I mean, that's right. What I had at my house, a dusting.
Barely a dusting?
A less than dusting.
It melted like on the pavement, but
yes.
Like my wooden stairs, that's covered.
Yeah. Anything that radiates heat or traps heat,
yeah,
at least at 4 or whatever this morning, had melted for the most part.
And like most of the grass, but the barren spot where our above ground pool sat.
What's happening there?
I don't know what the plan is for that spot. We put down some sand and then we put a pool there. I don't know if we're going to try to grow grass again or if we're going to get another pool to put there. I don't know.
Wait, did you lose the pool? Did I miss something?
Oh, did I not tell you that story?
No, you're poolless? What happened?
There was a lot of, we went on vacation and
yeah,
my husband.
Yeah, you had like some algae issue.
So much algae and it was so gross. Instead of cleaning it, my husband freaked out and just threw the pool away.
Claire, that's a big pool.
I know, Eric.
How do you throw a pool away?
You cut it up into pieces like a crazy man, like an insane man would do. I was like, what are you doing? He got a piece of regular, he got scissors.
No.
And he started cutting it up. I was like, oh!
Just regular household scissors?
That is right, sir.
How long did that take?
An evening. It was an evening. It was an evening project. I came home and I was like,
I am surprised by that.
Wow. Yeah, I am too. He regrets it now. It was a moment of insanity. It was a fever dream. He was like, yeah, I don't know why I did that, but it had to be done. It had to be done. Did it?
Wasn't that like a sizable investment?
Yeah, it was.
Money and time?
Money and time. Effort. Yeah. We have a pool cover. We have no pool. Yeah. We have an area. We have no pool.
You got a lot of floaties.
I was like, you could have cleaned it. I could have somebody could have cleaned it.
You could have cleaned it.
Yeah.
As we all learned in Caddyshack, be it a Baby Ruth or algae, you can clean a pool.
You can clean a pool.
You can clean a pool. You don't have to cut it up with household scissors.
The only solution was get rid of them.
Oh, my God.
Get rid of the pool.
Did it all fit in one trash can, or did he just, like, drive around town and throw little pieces of pool out the window?
He put pieces of pool in other people's garbies. No. No.
I'm taking the dog for a walk.
Extra garbage tags, I believe.
Okay.
I was like, this is nuts. This is nuts.
Isn't there like hard plastic too?
No,
or was it all inflated?
It was all soft.
It was all soft. Okay.
It was all soft. It wasn't that big, but it was soft.
I remember it being
sizable.
I think I'm also pool jealous. So
yeah.
In my head, it was
pool jealousy.
It was Olympic size.
It was not Olympic size.
I mean, it was bigger than a kid's pool.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It wasn't hard plastic. So
no.
It was okay.
No. No.
I didn't know the saga of your pool. Your dead pool.
I think I was too ashamed, but enough time.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Equals comedy.
Yeah.
And now I think enough time has passed that I can tell the story. But it was too fresh this summer. Winter now, I can tell the story.
But you still basically have the chalk outline of where it used to sit.
Oh, my God,
like
yeah.
A crime scene
like
in your
backyard. Like a crime scene in my backyard. Oh, yes. This is where my Deadpool is. Oh,
you also just gave a new name to Deadpool. Deadpool.
That's how he got his name? Deadpool. Oh,
actually,
my
he
God.
Was on a list of people who were going to die first. He was in a pool of people who would die. That's where Deadpool came from.
Thank you, nerd.
But
yes, thank you.
Did you actually want that answer?
No,
you
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't need it. I didn't need it, but thank you. No, no.
There's a big board above the bar.
Actually,
people are placing bets on when he was going to die.
The origin story of Deadpool.
That's how he became Deadpool.
Let me get the anthology.
I don't need it as memorized.
Thank goodness. It's always good to have a knowledgeable nerd.
So it begs the question, are you getting a new pool for Christmas?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
I didn't even think of that. I don't think anybody would appreciate it at this point.
Are you just still stuck on the fact that your husband cut apart a pool?
Yeah, it was too horrifying. I think it'd be like, oh.
I don't know. You might not need to wait a full year.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, you lose a pet and then like you can't just replace
the pet. You can't just go to the shelter on Monday.
No, that's kind of sick, right?
Okay. Yes, a lot bit.
Let's wait it out. Let's let the pool's passing just let there be some time.
It needs to be like one round of pool awards so there could be an in memoriam.
Yes.
And it's your husband.
We haven't even cutting the pool on an in memoriam yet.
But then you're fine.
Yeah. Once I see the pool in memoriam.
Once there's a black and white picture. It is the year 2022 to 2024. Was it only 2 years old?
Oh, honey, it was what? 1 year.
Oh, my God.
It was only we bought it this summer. It was
2024 to 2024.
It was one summer. It was a colossal waste.
I'm getting you a headstone for Christmas.
Yeah. No, I don't think we deserve a pool. No, we're not pool people.
Clearly.
He's like, no, we'll get an in-ground one. I'm like, no. That's a bad idea.
That's a major investment.
And yeah.
No.
It's just not. No. No.
The money you would save by just getting pool passes and actually hiring Uber,
Uber
driver Kevin to drive you around every day.
That's a great idea.
It's cheaper than putting in an in-ground pool.
So much more affordable.
Oh my God.
Or just walk. We are so close to the pool. We are so close.
Yes.
Yeah. There's so many more solutions. Not buying and then cutting up the pool.
Buying, cutting up a pool.
He's going to kill me for telling that story.
I love it. Every second of it.
And we were just having this conversation privately yesterday. Would you rather get a gift that is a surprise, or do you want to give people a list and specifically get what you ask for?
See, here's the tricky part about that. It depends on the gift giver and who I trust. I would not give you nor Ben a list. I would be okay.
You'd like to be surprised.
You guys hang out with me 8 hours a day. You should know me by now, right?
I'll be happy with anything you give me.
My parents, it got to the point that it just didn't make any sense sometimes.
Okay.
So then that was like, you have to follow the list. Although I learned you can't share the same list with multiple people because then don't rely on them to talk to each other.
Right.
That never happens.
And then it's like doubling up.
Yeah.
Like,
so then you've got to make customized lists for a variety of audiences.
And that's just a lot of work.
But I prefer the surprise.
I do too.
And I like to offer the surprise too. I think that's why it's a gift.
I agree.
It's something that you wouldn't expect.
At the same time, it stresses me out because you have to be creative, right? And now is crunch time. Like, I have to come up with some great ideas, and I'm like, if I'm not quite there, if it's not happening in the exact time it needs to happen, like, I gotta start. If it's something I need to order, you gotta order it by a certain date, and if you have to ship it then too.
Oh, like, gosh, yeah. No, this is, we started talking Greg's family and Nick's family just yesterday.
Yeah.
And then it became, am I ordering that? Are you ordering that? Yeah. And I don't think we actually resolved what's happening yet.
I know. We need to get
on. But I have a little bit of a list from Nick. I have no list from Greg. So that's how we're going to run it.
And we have different kind of sets because my family, I think, is much more of a like, surprise me.
Yeah.
But his family is more of a list. Like they operate more of a like, hey, I sent that to you. And did you get my list?
I feel like that's more the Santa approach. I have a list of wishes for Santa, but everything else under like from the family should be more surprisey.
Surprisey.
That's how I see it.
I like surprisey.
I want more of a surprisey Christmas.
Surprisey me.
Surprisey me, please, for Christmas.
Surprisey.
Surprisey Christmas.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, sir, I hope you, like me, are ready to turn into one of Santa's elves.
Why, yes, madam, I am.
Because tonight, we are going to be, I mean, basically in a winter wonderland of sorts here in Cedar Rapids as Waypoint's Wonderland is coming to town.
They convert that, first of all, that building was built in 1911.
I did not know this.
And I'm guessing it was at the time probably a ballroom.
Some sort
with
of
performance stage.
Performance space. Yeah, there's a stage, but
second
it's not
floor, third floor of Waypoint.
Yeah.
But they transformed that entire space basically into a free store. and it's for all of the families served by Waypoint. Last year alone, 400 kids were helped out.
Yeah, and they stuff it full of toys and anything that these families could want for Christmas, and they get to come through and go shopping and pick things for their families that they want for Christmas, and we get to help them. You and I saw a video. Somebody took a camera and just went through, and it was like an endless sea of, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Look at the generosity of what everybody donated. And how exciting. I cannot wait to be a part of this experience.
I get that way just when I have to go to the toy aisle when we go to Target. I just.
Just to see what's hot.
See what's there.
What's hot right
it's
now.
It's just fun.
It is fun.
Oh, good for those kids.
Yeah.
So that's part of what that video did to me is just knowing that families among families are going to be able to open those on Christmas morning, which is fantastic. Now, you and I have a very specific job. We are stocking stuffers.
Yes. We're kind of like helping because not everybody can go shop at the same time, right? We got to space things out a little bit. So we're helping stuff stockings.
While a lot of the bigger items are going to be wrapped or like divvied up.
Yeah.
So the parents have already shopped. Then it's like, now it's stocking time. So, hey, that's Claire. She'll help you. Hey, Dance and Eric Hansen. Oh, you want one of those? I know where they are. Or tell me more about your kid. I think this will be great for their stocking.
I don't know exactly what we're going to be putting in those stockings, but I'm so excited to figure it out.
We're going
to
do it.
I know. I'm just excited to do it. I'm just excited to be a part of this experience. I did not know that this was something that our community did, and I am so thrilled to be a part of it tonight.
Waypoint Wonderland.
Ah!
That's going to be fun. Equally as fun yesterday, and probably equally as touching as well, because it impacted my hometown and then my family. So at 4:50 last night, Greg Hansen and I pulled into the YMCA of Washington. One of the, what's the word?
YMCA?
No.
Young Men's Christian Association.
One of the personal moments about when a family member dies is oftentimes they can leave a legacy in your hometown. And my dad left money to the hospital and left some money to the Y. And they just cut the ribbon on a brand new pool.
Oh.
So they were doing tours of the pool. So that's what we started. Our afternoon started at the brand new pool in Washington, Iowa. So we got to take a picture with Dad's name on the big wall and then saw a ton of people we went to high school with and former teachers. The woman running the Y, I went to high school. So it was just great, right? But it was brief because we had to get back in the car and Greg had to go to a football banquet for your Liberty Lightning because the offensive lineman of the year for Liberty JV is Pete Hansen, everybody.
What?
Pete Hansen.
Pete!
The offensive lineman of the year for your Liberty Lightning JV squad.
Oh my gosh, what is this?
So like, that was exciting.
The most, like,
it's the greatest
offensive
football award for all Hansons who've ever played football, including me.
What is he, what did he do? Did he, like,
better, I think it's probably,
the most
it's
guys?
Probably improvement, right? At that age, it's more about making sure you're enjoying the game and understanding the game. And I don't know how you measure
it. I don't understand the game. So
it could be blocking. It could be number of plays run to his side. It could be the number of times the guy behind him didn't get tackled or sacked. I don't know. And it sounds like, word on the street, they're moving him to center. Guess what I played?
Center?
Center.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So we now have a legacy marching band member and a soon-to-be legacy high school football center.
Are you so excited?
My dreams are coming true.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting!
The Board of Directors of Iowa City Schools holding a meeting last night to finalize procedures to implement a new personal device policy. So they've been studying this thing since July, getting a lot of community and student input. It was passed with certain limitations during last night's meeting, cleaning up some policies and procedures that were already put in place in September. Primarily middle and high school students in Iowa City now will have limited access, including specific times and locations when they could use phones and personal devices.
Specific locations on campus?
So parts of like hallway time, study hall time, instruction time, when you can't in the classroom, where you can physically in the building is all part of the policy. Iowa City Schools will use the month of December to educate kids and parents, and then we'll make all of those changes official in January of next year. Guess whose Facebook page is getting inundated with comments, tags, likes, and dislikes regarding the arrest of Luigi Mangione and the death of Brian Thompson, the CEO from UnitedHealthcare, the Altoona, Iowa Police Department.
Yeah, I bet.
The Altoona, Iowa PD wants to remind everybody that the man charged with murder was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The names of the departments are identical for the most part. It both say Altoona Police Department. The only difference is the Pennsylvania location then says Altoona, PA. But as you and I know, we've actually landed on Linn County and I think the state of Washington.
Yeah.
You don't look. Well, people don't look and then they start posting. And this is an interesting phenomena. The murder of a man actually has people on both sides of the issue. I don't know if you've been following that because people are angry at healthcare. Mm-hmm. They're kind of supporting the vigilante
justice. Yeah.
So you've got comments about good and bad. Then people who thought they were responding in Pennsylvania to Pennsylvania thought that the snow policies that were also posted on the Facebook page were changing for their town.
Oh, no.
So then they started getting really...
That's not for you.
No.
Yeah.
And it just got bad because the moment you're in a basement and hiding and become a keyboard warrior, you say anything you want.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So Altoona, Iowa tried to be as polite about it as possible, but basically it's like, check before you post, dummy.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big part of it.
As politely as possible, check before you post, dummy.
Dummy. Also, the two McDonald's in Altoona, Iowa got some weird phone calls as well.
I bet.
Threatening that he was captured there, and how dare you help police fight. So it's just a weird...
We had nothing to do with it.
And the fact that the CEO is an Iowa grad and went to high school
in
Iowa...
That's all weirdly connected,
It makes it all very, very strange. So you're just talking about how you and I get to play Elf tonight for Waypoint Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some questions now, like, can I still make donations in terms of toys and can I help? And the answer is no. This thing's locked down, right? It's today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow.
I was just wondering if I bring toys with me tonight. Thank you for answering that question. Okay.
There are photos up. They had teams of volunteers lay out the store last night.
Okay.
So everything's good to go. Our job is to go and point us in the right direction and tell us where to go.
Okay.
But if you want to help out financially, or if you have interest in, like, hey, maybe my, as we noticed when we signed up, it's a lot of workers.
Yes.
A lot of teams, like good team building.
Uh-huh.
So just give Waypoint a heads up. Maybe your office can take one of the tag trees for next year.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're like, I think our group would like to volunteer, and I'm sure they can follow up with you when the time is right in 2025.
Or if you're like us and you hadn't heard of this, and it's a really, really cool thing, like, now you're aware.
Just go to the Waypoint website and learn about all their programs, because this is specifically for families served by them. These families have experienced homelessness, poverty, violence in the last year. They're going to have a Merry Christmas. And of course, at any moment, cash is king. So, if you can make a donation to this year's Waypoint Wonderland, they would appreciate it. We're looking forward to volunteering tonight. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Jamie Foxx's new Netflix special, What Had Happened Was, has finally hit Netflix. And now we know exactly why he was in the hospital fighting for his life last year. He said that he had a really bad headache on April 11th, and he asked his friend for some aspirin. And before he could even take it, he was unconscious. And he remained unconscious for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Turns out he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke that then led to him being in a coma. He said it was oddly peaceful being unconscious. He said, I saw a tunnel and I didn't see the light. It was hot, that tunnel. And they thought, crap, am I going to the wrong place? Because I looked at the end of the tunnel and I thought I saw the devil, like, come on.
Whoa.
Or is that Puffy? Uh-oh. there's the ditty joke.
There's the joke.
At the end of the show, he thanked a lot of people. He thanked doctors, nurses, God, the city of Atlanta, everyone who prayed for his recovery.
I'm glad the city of Atlanta made the list right behind God.
Well, because that's where he was filming that movie.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
Leave the comedy to the comedian, Eric. Sorry.
Which have you seen the trailer yet for that movie that he shot with Cameron Diaz?
Yes, I have.
It's an action movie. So, like, he was really, like, giving his all. You know, it was a very physical movie that he was in the middle of shooting. Like, wow. He also, at the end, like, after he wrapped his set, he was shaking hands with people in the audience, and he was heard saying, thank you for my body. Thank you for my soul.
Oh.
So, very cool. Very moving, too.
Well, so, that's like, kind of, it's, the word isn't humbling. I don't even know. But it kind of reminds you how small you are. It's just a speck in the cosmos, right?
Yeah.
And how precious it all is.
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds like that special is going to be just a little bit of everything. You know, funny, moving. Yeah. a little bit of everything. I can't believe that this is the news I have to deliver, given the fact that we had such happy news just a few weeks before, but sad breakup news. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have broken up again. This time, things are a little bit different because there's a baby on the way. We had that happy announcement. Sources that say they ended things while they were in Vail, Colorado over the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know.
But the source says that Megan saw something on Machine Gun Kelly's phone.
Oh, no, again.
She didn't like whatever it was that she saw. I don't have details on what it was that she saw, but she didn't like it. There was words. He ended up leaving vacation early, and they haven't seen each other since. Now, she announced this pregnancy in early November. The baby is due in March. Maybe there'll be a reconciliation, but I don't know. I would just like to know that they talked, you know?
Well, it sounds like he's got some splaining to do.
Yeah, yeah. What was on the phone?
That's what I want to know.
What was on the phone? Okay, and it's always good to make new friends,
yes.
Right? I am happy to announce that Iowa's own Caitlin Clark has made a new friend.
Who?
Perhaps the coolest of the coolest new friends she could have possibly made. Caitlin Clark has become pals with Taylor Swift.
Stop it.
I know. Okay, she became Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year.
Yep.
And she revealed that she and Taylor Swift in the past 12 months have become friends. She said that she went to the Eras Tour at Lucas Oil Stadium last month, and Taylor Swift showed her some love. Taylor Swift gifted her with 4 bags of merch.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
And in the bags of merch, she had a note praising Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark also said that Taylor and Travis Kelce were looking to get to one of Caitlin's games. Like, oh, we'd love to come support you and see you play sometime. Oh my gosh, how cool is that? And Caitlin Clark said that Taylor Swift invited her to tag along with her and come to a Chiefs game and watch Travis Kelce play.
Has that happened yet?
It hasn't happened yet. But come on, Caitlin, take her up on that. I mean, now that the Eras Tour is over,
right?
Let's go to the next. When's the next game?
Well, and by the way, Caitlin is a huge Kansas City fan.
Yeah.
That's close. You know, that's an easy drive from Des Moines.
Hello.
Although she probably is flying.
And the holidays? Like,
yeah. And the WNBA schedule's out so they can plan their summer together.
Oh, yes.
This is working out great for all of us.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
Good for them.
I love that you're friends now. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
All right. Tomorrow is the day. It is the morning scramble. Lookalike contest.
So exciting. We've been planning this thing for a couple of weeks now. Celebrity lookalike contest, so hot. So we want to pick up on that hotness and bring it right here to Cedar Rapids.
We're going to be just off of First Avenue. There's the Scooters. Okay, it's in the building with the Jimmy John's and the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's across from a Chinese restaurant. There's an Arby's nearby. You're kind of close to Co-Campus. That's where we're at.
Yeah, we are.
Because there are so many Scooters.
There are, but that's the one that we are going to be at. We'll be there. We're actually going to do our whole show live from that Scooters location. But at 7:30, we're going to have our actual lookalike competition. So show up, compete in the Morning Scramble lookalike contest because, we get how ridiculous it is to have people on the radio that you've maybe never seen before.
But
maybe
we're ridiculous.
You just heard us.
Well, let's give you some pointers. Let's start with, how do I look like you guys? Well, one, there's the physical appearance. Like,
yes.
Do you match the hair color or lack thereof of hair or beard or whatever?
Sorry.
No. It is what it is.
Yes.
There's also who we are as characters, right?
Yeah.
I am a huge Hawkeye fan.
Yes.
Disney fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy that reads sports shorts, right? There's things we do on the air that maybe you can add some embodiment to that. Personify that
somewhere. I think there has to be a personification element to this lookalike contest.
You can go hoodie and shorts, look like producer Ben.
Yeah.
You could also just come in, please wear a shirt, but wear jeans, and then as we're going down the line, just say, these are Ben's swimming jeans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeans by the pool.
I think you could easily, black t-shirt and jeans, and that would be a producer Ben swimming jeans by the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What
totally.
About for you?
I'm keeping it simple. I've already planned my outfit. I am going to be wearing a long sleeve black
Okay.
Shirt.
Yeah.
And some jeans. Just keeping it very casual.
Because right now you're wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
And are those the infamous stretchy pants?
I'm wearing my stretchy pants. Look at the stretch. Look at the stretch. Look at the stretch.
You really... I've never seen you, and I'll just say, I've never seen you wear yoga pants before. But otherwise, you're always very professional.
Yeah.
From jeans... Yeah, so
I'm gonna be casual tomorrow.
And I leave for Disney. My ban has been lifted, so I'm getting a weekend at Disney this weekend. I know. So I'll I'll be
Why
wearing
is the first time. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be wearing a Disney shirt of some sort and probably jeans tomorrow morning.
All right. So, yeah, this gives you a little idea. If you want to match us in our lookalike contest, that's what's going down tomorrow.
And we're spending a lot of time on this, I know, because we sent producer Ben out yesterday with this big stack of flyers and
these
push-pull pins. And apparently we either don't know where the community bulletin boards are or they've disappeared.
I am concerned. Yeah, his assignment yesterday, we're like, go plaster these all over all of the community bulletin boards. You know, you'll see a community bulletin board at any coffee shop. You'll see it at like drug stores. You'll see them at like grocery stores. He went to several businesses.
Got a lot of pushback.
He was told, no, we don't have one of those.
You know what we also failed to do?
Huh?
We didn't give him a stapler and send him to a light pole. Oh, that would have
helped too.
And I don't know if that company's still out there that wants to buy your diabetic test strips.
Yeah.
But we could have used those
Some
signs.
Of those?
All those ones on the corner.
Yeah.
Slapped our little flyer on top of those.
Ours on top of theirs.
Yes.
Dang it.
At least they've got the real estate. We got the message.
Yeah.
This is all going to go down, by the way, tomorrow. Scooters First Avenue. Now, we're planning like the on-air part to happen at about 7:30, which means if you plan to officially enter... And when we're talking enter, there are prizes. We've got a cup of soup. We've got cups of change from the coffee maker here.
And of course, actual cups
of coffee. We'll probably be able to pick up at least one cup of coffee for you at Scooters. So I would say if you could arrive in the 7:15 to 7:20 zone.
Yeah.
And then that way we can organize things, let you know how everything's going to go down. And then, because we're going to have to do it in phases. We're going to have to have a Ben phase, an Eric phase, and a Claire phase.
And our goal is to get everybody out the door. So, you know, if you have to get to work by 8 o'clock, you know, at least.
And I tell you what, if you want to come as a group entry, it's almost like Halloween costumes. That's fine, too.
Sure. We get it.
If you've got two friends and you want to just be the morning scramble, that's your entry. We'll figure out a way to make that work.
We will make dreams come true.
Can you imagine all of this talk for 3 weeks and it's coming up tomorrow?
Are we seeing double?
Or triple?
Ah!
Morning Scramble Lookalike Contest tomorrow live on your radio.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Santa here, taking a break from elf choir practice to bring you more messages from the Morning Scramble Santa line. Barnaby and I... We're just talking about how much we love today's messages on the Morning Scramble Santa line. In fact, our first message may go into the Morning Scramble Santa line Hall of Fame. Here's Claire with her nephew Lincoln, proving again that kids say the darndest things.
Hi, Santa. Lincoln. I have a coffee maker.
What are you going to do with a coffee maker?
Get some coffee.
Do you like coffee? Say Merry Christmas. Love you, Santa.
I love you, Santa.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A coffee maker? A coffee maker. Now that's funny. Let's put a pin in that one, Lincoln, for when you head off to college. For now, I'll find something a bit more, age-appropriate. Merry Christmas, Lincoln. Maybe I'll toss in a full bag of oyster crackers for you, too. From the sound of it, you sure do love them. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, Barnaby, that was fun, don't you agree? And we're not done with the fun. Let's hear the message from Dallas, please.
Hi, Santa. My name is Dallas, and I want some more Paw Patrol for Christmas. I was a good boy. I can't wait to see you. We're gonna make you some cookies.
Hello, Dallas. I can't wait to eat your homemade cookies. Thank you for your message. I do remember how much you love Paw Patrol. Barnaby, please radio the workshop that we need more Paw Patrol toys for Dallas. Thank you. And Dallas, remember, I see you when you're sleeping and I know when you're awake, so keep being a good boy and I'll look forward to visiting your house on Christmas Eve. Well, those messages were super fun. Santa signing off for now. I have to hit the gym and work my core.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Happy holidays from Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.